The Rise of Modern Science, Copernicus, Kepler, Galileo. As the Church's influence declined, the spirit of free inquiry led to important discoveries in the sciences. The most important of these was the discovery by the Polish astronomer Nicolaus Copernicus that the Earth and the other planets orbited around the Sun, that the Earth spun on its own axis. This overturned the medieval religious view of the cosmos, based on the theory of Ptolemy, that the Earth, being the centerpiece of God's creation, was the fixed center of the universe, around which the other planets and stars revolved in concentric circles. Copernicus' theory was published in his De Revolutionibus Orbium Celestium in 1543, the year of his death. He had delayed publication for fear of church censor, and had even dedicated it to the Pope Paul III in the hope that it would be better received. The Church's hostility to scientific inquiry returned with renewed force during the years of the Counter-Reformation. Copernicus' discoveries remained more or less unknown until the 17th century, when his theory was taken up and corrected first by the German Johannes Kepler and then by Galileo. Kepler demonstrated that the planets didn't move in circle, as Copernicus believed, but in elliptical or oval orbits, with the Sun at one focus. This was the first of Kepler's three laws of planetary motion, and it's hard for us to understand how difficult this was for people of Kepler's time to accept. As they believed planets were perfect bodies, their movement had also to be perfect, and their idea of perfection could only be linked to the figure of the circle. Difficult, too, was Kepler's second law, the discovery that the velocity of the orbiting planets varied in relation to how far they were from the Sun. Again, this conflicted with the idea of perfection that was a fundamental element of religious pre-scientific notions of astronomy. It was the Italian Galileo Galilei, however, who discovered the importance of acceleration. Galileo realized that only movement in a straight line could be considered natural, whereas it had previously been thought that circular movement was natural to the planets. Galileo showed that everybody, if left alone, would continue to move in a straight line. A change of speed or direction could only be explained by some outside force acting on the body. Galileo was persecuted by the Inquisition of the Counter-Reformation and was publicly tried in 1633, when he promised never again to claim that the Earth rotates or revolves. The progress of science in Italy was blocked for centuries, but it continued in the northern Protestant countries. The most significant consequence of the discoveries that began with Copernicus' theory was the removal of the Earth from its position of geometrical preeminence. This made it difficult to give man the cosmic importance assigned to him in Christian theology. The universe was no longer conceivable as a fixed order, but only as a dynamic system.